Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, from the sublime to the ridiculous, I have to say, I am very excited. I am sitting in front of a huge Leo the Lion and McCool, two mascots, one from the Republic of Ireland, one from Leinster Rugby. JJ, who is normally Leo the Lion, you're very welcome. And McCool, like as in Fionn McCool, is that right?
That's right.
Gary,
that's
you're
right.
Very well. Pull that mic over a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, the lads came in full costume.
Yeah.
So, fair play, in the rain and the wet, thank you so much. Now, people know you from entertaining the crowds in the big stadiums. And I'm just going to, you're both sitting here in your outfits. You're obviously working tonight, obviously. But how the hell did you become the Leinster mascot?
Well, so it goes back to, I can't sing and I can't play the guitar. But what I did was I was putting up these little videos of me just singing and playing guitar. And are you on the AG1, are you? Very fair play, John, very healthy, yeah.
Go on.
So I was... I was putting up videos of me singing and playing guitar, and one of my friends who works with films and all that, she's seen it and she's like, look, you have to go, there's an ad coming up for Brady's Ham, you're playing the Bowron and all this. So as I said, like, I'm not an actor or anything like that, and I just went for it.
So let's put people really in the context of your background. We actually have a clip of you playing the Bowron in the Brady's ad.
Come on, you other hands, come and face me ham to ham. Show them how you're made with mould and added water, and tell them how.
Controversial at the time, but brilliant.
Oh, you know, it was great.
It got my vote, that's for sure. Anyway, yeah. So that was your big moment.
It was great crack, though. But from that then, I went in and, look, I'm a huge fan of Father Ted. And I went in and it was the first thing I ever went for and I got it. And I was working with the director of Father Ted, which was great crack.
Like Declan Lowney.
Yeah.
It
was,
wow.
So the sound was cool. Do you know what, though? He was in there, he was making Father Ted jokes and all that. And so I'm a huge fan. So then that was it. We went to, from that then, door started opening. And they just needed a Leo the Lion. And that was it. I went in and he said, give it a go. And this is my fourth season now.
Really?
But, oh, do you know what? I love it, though. Which is funny, though. You're constantly learning, you know, you're constantly reading the crowd, you're dealing with people, you're having the crack, and, you know, there's actually a skill behind it, you know.
I bet there is.
When the crowd is going, you want to try lift the crowd, you know. And like, as I said, my whole goal is just to, if I can give the lads on the pitch, you know, 0.25% more of a lift to get them to drive on, you know.
Oh, very
and
good.
And then that's my job. So I'm constantly, that's why I hit that drum as hard as I can.
Oh, yeah, I get that. That's brilliant. And so you've got the huge big head on, so they can't even see your face. So you just have to jump around. So you must be fit as a fiddle, are you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So I do a good bit of running, like I do marathon running. But you need to, it's like, I put it there, it'd be the same kind of hardship as doing maybe a 10K or a half marathon. It's in between. So you're going in, like I'm there, I've got the
every match?
Every match, yeah. Like I lose about 3 or 4 kg every match. So I'm in, I'm going
amazing.
In, like it's graft, like, you know. But yeah, I want to just give it, you want to get the crowd going and then you're caught up in the moment and all. It's brilliant it is.
Gary, the Irish mascot,
McCool.
Sorry,
yes.
Forgive me. Correct my pronunciation. It's a good name on its own, though, isn't it?
It
McCool.
Is. Yeah.
You were out of action for a few years.
Yeah. Well, we initially. I just first have to say, like, you know, to be in mascot, you have to be outgoing. But I've never met a more outgoing man than JJ.
Yeah. If you look up in the dictionary, outgoing is a picture of JJ. Yeah.
And also one other thing as well. There was an article in the Independent on Saturday there, and I got in trouble from my mother.
Oh
yes, I was.
I'm sure she's listening.
Basically, I had said, you know, it was a great achievement to. I had a house and I raised my kids and I was a mascot. I never mentioned my darling wife. So, got in trouble for that. So, Grania, you're amazing. Well done.
Very good.
So we started.
This is the maddest interview I've ever done in my entire life.
You're literally in the doghouse.
Oh, gee, but
tell me about how you brought. McCool back to action.
Yeah, well, basically it was the supporters clubs.
Really?
There's a confederation of supporters clubs, CRISC, is the abbreviation, and it's all over the whole country from West Belfast, Derry, Belief, Wexford, everybody. We were just trying to encourage a way for the fans to be engaged on the day, because as we know, the football hasn't been too great, so we want to try and get the atmosphere there, especially with the younger crowd.
Let me see your head. There he is. It's a wolf.
We'll get some photos of
John. Yeah,
it's great. Irish wolfhound.
Very good. He was actually the mascot back in Euro 88 and Italia 90.
Oh, go away.
Yes. So that's the reason we were kind of coming up that's with what was the best way to come back. That's his number there, yep. And there is some pictures going around. We're still trying to locate the suit. It's in someone's attic somewhere.
the original one,
yeah. So there's a finder's
made it into a sofa.
Imagine.
It's been brilliant. We do the men's national team. We were doing the 21s, but they moved down to Cork, and just logistics is a bit hard. But we also do the women's national team over in Tallaght. The matches.
And
there,
you personally had to fundraise to bring this.
Yeah. So look, just obviously the
fair play to you.
The supporters clubs are brilliant. You know, did a big fundraising. We raised a lot of money for it. And it's all voluntary. We do it ourselves. And yeah, it's just great crack.
So you said you've never met anybody as outgoing as JJ. So what kind of personality do you have to do this? Do you have to be a big child?
Absolutely, a fit big child. But absolutely, like you just have to, like as I said, I'm not an actor, but there's a very fine side of acting that and that's acting the Egypt, like, you know. And I, to be honest with you, I go at that, but it's going up and just seeing the kids and the bit of crack and the slagging, like, you know, you get a good bit of abuse. And I'll give a shout out now. On the 12th of October we're playing Munster, which is they're my favourite team to play, because I'm going to get set up. I'm going to have the most amount of crack, but I'm going to get a dog's abuse.
Oh, no.
You know?
Really?
But I love it. Like, you just give it back to them. Like, the Munster boys are brilliant crack. Like,
Well, don't obviously swear, obviously. But what, like, is it banter mainly? Like, it's fun stuff? You're making me, I feel sorry for you now. You're going down there to be abused.
There's one story now. There's a fella, he's from Cork. And I went up and he's like, hey, Leo, Leo, F you, Leo, you know. And I'm like, I turn around, I went back in the Cork accent. I was like, what do you mean, F me? I'm from Cork, like, you know. And he's like, oh, sorry, Leo, why aren't you down in Cork? Like, it's just winding them up, like, you know, it's brilliant, though. It's but now you're just having the crack. And as I said, like, there's some brilliant people, you know. And just can't say all the Munster fans. Should the Munster fans be picking me up and throwing me around the place?
Really?
You know? Yeah. It's good crack, though, yeah.
That sounds terrifying. I'm not going to lie. So on the day you get there, sort of, what do you do? You just literally go, you have a little routine you do. What do you do?
Yeah, well, just for the matches in the Aviva there, we'll normally get on. There's a supporters gig in the Lanza Rugby Club before each game. So I'll get changed in there. And it can be carnage because there's a few 7-ups being had and a live music going on, so his little ear is hanging on there for dear life after Saturdays. But yeah, we'll go into the stadium, we'll go into the Aviva normally about an hour and a bit before the game, and just walk around the sides. And
so Sunday must have been a challenge, that, not least because of the heat.
Saturday,
the heat. Well, could you believe
it? Wow. Yeah, well, I was in it, so.
What was it like?
It was terrible. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to butter it up.
What was it like inside that costume?
I'm going to get you to put the head on afterwards and you can see it. Now, it was like five times worse than a sauna. Like, it was just, and normally I can do the whole hour and a bit before a game. But I had to take a few water breaks on Saturday. So.
And given the game that was in it, you had to work quite hard, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my arms are in bits from just trying to pump up the crowd. Like, but you can see all the fans coming down, and that's even had I got loads of photos afterwards from people. They've started to know who was doing McCool.
Yeah.
So I had a friend in Dubai who texts me going, "Oh, my dad and my nephew got a photo with you."
Oh,
so
nice.
It's nice stuff like that. So.
But a very important point out that you're both volunteers.
Yeah, well, I get a small fee now. Okay, yeah,
so, and you're a volunteer.
I love my country.
Oh, that's absolutely...
There's no fee on that.
Yeah, that's very funny. And you're doing senior men's matches as well?
Yeah, so I do every single home game, and then kind of the big ones away. So I get to go away with the lads and all.
Somebody just texted in, thanks. Hi, Brendan. Did you know Ireland's leading playwright, Enda Walt, was the original McCool?
Did not know that.
There you go.
Does he have the suit?
Does he have the... Oh, well, the hunt for,
we
the hunt for McCool
there's
suit.
There's a finder's fee, yeah.
There's a hunt for... So, how's today looking for you?
Saturday was a bit disappointing, but we weren't expecting anything. This evening now will be a lot cooler, so it'll be a lot easier.
And wetter.
You don't feel the rain with his fur here, you know. It's nice and warm, so...
Yeah.
We're going through a lot of change the last few years, and it's tough times, but you can't give up on your country.
When you've got the costume head off and you're sitting there in your respective costume, you've Leinster and you're Ireland, right? You do kind of become sort of, you know, voices for it. I'm asking you questions as if you're managing the teams, you know, you really are representing.
Well, you know, I play a 4-4. Oh, no, sorry.
Jason, A foot model for pennies. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So
hang on. I don't want to throw this away. This is important. You are also a foot model. How does one become a foot model?
So that's funny now.
You're not funny. Joking.
You know, like Joey, our friend's yeah. raise a hand model. Like, so the foot is better looking than the face. I'm a perfect size 8 foot. So I went in. So I go up there and I put on all the footwear for pennies and I give them the go ahead and whatnot. But I'm up there every week. Yeah.
Oh, so you're like a fit model for feet.
I take a fit model, yeah. And then, yeah, they take, yeah.
Do you ever go up in the outfit? Because you're jumping.
I'd love to, imagine.
That'd be great.
Penny's finest.
That'd be great. And also, other than a mascot, you're contributing to the lyrics of The Rocky Road to Poland in 2012, Gary.
You've got a good research team.
But they're the best.
Wow. It was the Ray Darcy show back in, I think it was 2011.
Go on.
And they were doing a competition to see who could basically contribute to the lyrics of an anthem for Ireland when we qualified for Poland in 2012. So, yeah, I think it was like Damien Dempsey and Brezzy and Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas, they were all involved. And so I got a couple of verses.
Did you?
Yeah. So I'm on the sleeve there. Yeah,
fair play.
So fair play. That's I love me country.
Listen, you are a joy, the two of you. I want loads of photographs because nobody would believe this actually happened. Jason O'Byrne from Leinster Rugby, Leo the Lion mascot, and Gary Brown, who's McCool. No, mascot, and you're working tonight, so we wish everybody
today
the best
tonight.
Today.
I'm cool.
You're straight down there now.
I have a job to go to before I go to that. So.
Thank you so much for coming in. You're amazing. I really enjoyed that chat.